Yeah, I'm comfy now, thanks. I mean, yeah, thanks for the hoodie. It's cold in your dorm room. Why is it so cold in here, by the way? But you don't even have a roommate. All right. Fair. But only because I like this hoodie. It's so warm and oversized. You might not get it back. No, I haven't seen it. Is it in the section review or the chapter one? Ugh. This is like the endless chapter. I swear it's been like at least 3 million pages or so. And it's still going. I'm on page 143. Where are you? What? How did that happen? We started at the same time and you're already 26 pages ahead of me. Did you skip a section? Or five? No. It just feels like I've been reading the same page forever. That is so not true. I pay plenty of attention, thank you very much. To the stuff that matters, at least. Listen, you're splitting hairs now. Obviously, it matters, or I wouldn't be paying to be put through this hell. I mean, learn this fascinating and privileged material. I know, and I do love it. This particular unit has been mind-numbing, though. On the bright side, it's cool to get to study with you. The text might be boring, but you're not. I'm glad. It was supposed to be a compliment. You should get to hear nice things. I definitely am glad to be here with you instead of her. The comments she makes in class are just a little strange, and my roommate says she wasn't any better before. Yeah, they went to high school together. My roommate says she's harmless, but I don't know, man. I'm uncomfortable at the thought of it. So when she offered to prepare together for this exam tomorrow, I just made my excuses and dipped. I do appreciate it. Thanks for being my knight in, well, gray sweats and sneakers, I guess. But for real, though, your room is nice. Comfy and quiet, not like the study room in the main library. Oh my God, I know. Those chairs are a nightmare. It's like they're designed to punish us for learning. I hate them so much. I sat on the floor last time. The librarian was outraged. No, I was not doing anything weird. I even sat out of the way and made sure my stuff was in a reasonable place, too. It was pretty nice, to be honest. Yeah, true. The coffee is good. And there's just something about libraries. Maybe it's the books. Or the snacks. Snacks. Oh, man, I think I'm hungry. I didn't grab anything before my 9 a.m. and it's almost 4. Yeah? Is that okay? Can we take a break for some snacks? Oh, no, you figured me out. I'm only here on the promise of free food. It's been a long con, all in the name of snacks. I've been working on you for a long time. But anyway, enough about my slow and genius levels of deceit to con you out of snacks and smarts. Study break? Yes. I cannot look at these pages for another moment, not with so many delicious distractions begging for my attention. What? No, of course, of course I meant the snacks. Oh, I don't know what I want. Do you have a preference? I can't believe I don't know, but are you more of a salty or sweet guy? I know, I'm surprised too. Especially because I'm pretty sure I spend more time with you than anyone else on this entire campus. We've spent so many hours talking about so nothing. And it's easy. You're right. It's not nothing. That was a heated and very revolutionary debate and reflection on the difference between effect and effect. Yeah, I absolutely agree. No, I didn't mean it. Not all of it. It's not nothing when we hang out. But it is easy, you know? It's so easy to spend time with you. No, no boyfriend or potentials on the horizon. You should know that with how much time we spend studying in one place or another. No, it's not because I don't have options. I just enjoy my own company. I like being able to do what I want when I want. Though, during exam time like this, I do kind of wish I had someone to... Well, having someone would be good. No, I don't think they do exam season boyfriend rentals. Not like I can just do a short-term situation and get my deposit back at the end. And who exactly could I ask that? Everyone I'd feel okay asking, I actually like as a human and wouldn't want to ruin their cuffing season or whatever, you know? So, unless someone perfect appears from behind a curtain, I'll just soldier on, a solo mighty warrior to the what are you doing? No, I do indeed see that there's a... Did you actually just jump out from behind the curtain? Are you for... Right. So you did just jump out from behind a curtain, didn't you? I mean, for starters, that was both ridiculous and genius. But also, are you for real? So you heard my woeful tales of needing to blow off a little steam with someone and decided you'd just, what, volunteer as tribute then? But you know I'm not looking for anything serious. Yeah? Well, I mean, if you're into it, I'm definitely here for it. So, what happens now? Oh, yeah. Honestly, I kind of forgot about being hungry. Yeah, me too. I definitely feel a different kind of hunger right now. If you're not too desperate for a snack, I can think of other things I'm desperate for. Exactly like that. But I think you're going to need to come closer. And only after you pinky promise that this is nothing serious. It's just for the benefits, yeah? And no feelings. Good. But, you sound frustrated. Is there something you want? Then why don't you come here? A little closer, maybe? Closer? Yeah, just like that. You know, you've never been this close to me before. The way you're standing over me like this, it feels so... I don't think I realized how tall you are, how big you are, how strong you are.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.